This is Channel 2.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. I'd like to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are WeDo Social Media. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Simon Pollard of Simple Life Circle. Good afternoon, Simon.
Very much indeed, Paul. It's lovely to make another return visit.
You're a regular guest. We love having you on because what you do is somewhat different to a lot of the other guests that we have on. In terms of, you know, the work that you do is involved with the outdoors and nature and gardens and all those kind of things. And that's fairly unusual for us, you know, because we normally talk accountants and insurance brokers and all those kind of things, which are all very lovely. But you have a completely different slant and your business is very different. So why don't you kick off by telling people about Simple Life Circle and about your business?
If you like, at the beginning, we obviously have a kind of umbrella that goes over every single thing that we do. And that is mainly to get people outdoors and to get them to have just a little bit of an understanding, if you like, possibly for a better word, than anything else. But that's not understanding as in naming everything and understanding how everything works, just to get outside and have a little bit of an appreciation of the value that our world can give us.
Yeah,
and that then kind of filters down into different things. So if you like, my main bread and butter day-to-day job is designing gardens, and which, face it, if your garden's not a fun and lovely and enjoyable place to be in, you're not going to go and be in it. Yeah. So to get those benefits, we need to give you a fantastic place that invites you to come outside, somewhere that you could be all year round. There's an amazing energy and excitement when you're sitting outside and watching the thunderstorm coming and knowing that you're not going to get wet. You know, because rain is fantastic, but if you're getting wet, it's pretty horrible. So it's somewhere you can be outside when it's tipping down the rain, somewhere you can get out of the sun if you want to, somewhere and watching a thunderstorm coming towards you.
Right.
As long as you know that when it arrives, you're not going to get wet. Right. There's something exciting and electric and vibrant and just absolutely fantastic about that kind of experience.
Right.
But also being able to go out in the middle of winter and know that you've only got to deal with cold and not a massive wind chill at the same time. So somewhere that's sheltered, somewhere you can stay out of the wind, and a little bit of understanding of how awesome that is. That's pretty cool. But we also, as you can see, you need to educate people a little bit as well. So what we also do is we take people out on walk experiences,
right,
and we actually get them to just engage in now with the world. So you've often heard, you know, the difference between looking but actually really seeing.
Right.
Hearing but actually listening to the sounds that are around you. Actually being aware of how, if you like, on a sunny day when you're out in the fields and you can feel the heat burning down on you and there's maybe a breeze blowing, and you compare that to when you then walk into woodland and the air smells different,
right,
it feels different, the temperature is different, and actually registering those changes. And actually, and how people don't touch things intentionally.
Right. Right.
You know, if we take people out and we say to them, we're going to get you to touch trees, and you can see people go, really? I mean, you haven't got to hug them, you know, you just got to touch them. And then people suddenly realize that tree trunks, some of them are soft.
Yeah.
Some of them are hard.
Yeah.
Some of them are cold.
Yeah.
Some of them are quite warm. Some will rip your skin off if you slid down them.
Yeah.
But others, you'd have a laugh. And just getting people to acknowledge the differences. Look at the shape of leaves.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And it's really funny because when we've managed to get people to come out, we tell them what they're going to do during the day. And then at the end of them, we say, you're going to do the 10-minute challenge. And I go, 10-minute challenge. And we say, yeah, you're going to spend 10 minutes and you're not going to be on your phone.
Right.
And you're just going to be sit quietly and you're going to see what you see and you're going to hear what you hear. You're going to be aware of what you see and what you smell.
Right.
And you see people's face just fear.
Right.
10 minutes without my smartphone. How am I going to live? And then at the end of the day, after you take them all through the activities and everything, and you say to them, what was the best bit? And I will generally, to a T, all go, that 10-minute challenge was amazing.
Right.
Because people just don't do that.
Right.
So certainly not now. You know, we're possibly one of the most disconnected generations this world's ever seen.
Right.
Because we're all hooked into this little black box that we look at and put headphones in so we can completely separate ourselves.
Yeah.
And people really do get that.
Mm.
Following on from that, after you did ask.
No, you go for it, mate.
We've now, I've literally just about to launch onto the world my second book.
Right. Tell us what your first book was first.
The first book was The Three-Year Pond.
Right.
And The Three-Year Pond was my descent into chaos because I didn't know what I didn't know. Didn't know. Well, you know the cliche.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah.
And managed to get myself out a year where, if you can imagine, it went wrong, it went wrong. You know, I lost a lot of money in the business, made a lot of errors, made a lot of mistakes. And I had a trip to the judiciary. I went to court, lost. Well, that's quite a good one. I lost the court case, but I won everything else.
Right.
And then, yes, through that year, my marriage went down the tubes. My mother died. I had an awful lot of chaos. But what it did prove, if nothing else, I'm a stubborn pain in the proverbial. I refuse to lay down for anything. And you feel like when you don't know stuff, the most important thing to do is ask people.
Yeah, sure.
Talk to people, you know. And you suddenly discover that there are people around you that will help you out and do care what happens to you and really do want the best for you.
Yeah.
And generally, if you actually start, A, listening, and B, accepting the help that is offered, and there's always somebody,
yeah,
if you're prepared to let them, will help your help.
Yeah.
And due to that, obviously, you know, a lady who was an amazing friend became my wife.
Right.
And she introduced me to various people. I mean, many of whom we know. Probably the reason we've got to introduced in the first place too, Mr. Lawrence springs to mind. And these people all help you out and you go through the various journeys. So if you like, over a period of 3 years, I started off, you can see this because we're on the radio, right? I started up at a high place on the left and slid all the way down to the center of the screen and then went back up to the top right side. And it kind of like, because it was that down and back up, I kind of like, well, it's a bit of a pond shape, isn't it?
Right.
So hence the reason it became a three-year pond and other absurdities because the whole lot was treated with a fair dollop of humour and good intent. And that was the first book. And it's taken me, 4 years to work out what the second one's going to be.
Okay. So we're just about to launch the second book.
Yeah.
And what's this one called, Simon?
This one is called The View Over the Wall.
Right.
And...
And I'm hoping that this isn't as a result of another series of chaos.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can never, ever live a life without chaos because there's way too many things out there that you can't control and you can only react to after you've accepted.
Sure.
But it's not about, no, not anywhere near similar. It's a very, very different book to The Three-Year Pond. Yeah. And it's... If you like, it couldn't have existed without the three-year pond.
Right.
You have to have the beginning. But if you like, as I say in the introduction, the three-year pond was the journey up to the wall. And this is a book called The View Over the Wall. The View Over the Wall is a book about connection.
Okay.
It's a book about the world that we live in. It's a the beginning of it is very much a kind of history of the way that we've connected to our world.
Right.
Just looking at many of the indigenous peoples around the world.
Yeah.
So actually, we do talk about our own kind of Celtic pagan history.
Yep.
We do look at, I mean, again, there's bits and pieces in there about African tribesmen, the way that Australian Aborigines look at the world, Right. Native Americans, I've got told off for calling them Indians. Where she viewed the world, and how it might be that they actually knew a little bit more about things.
Yeah.
About, they feel like, the connection to the world and the way that it works than possibly we do. We also get a little bit, we look at some of the religions that are around the world, but what we actually look at with all of these is how they all kind of have a very, very same basic fundamental core, with which there's just a bit of a tweak with whether you look at a different religion or a different belief. And how, when we actually go back far enough, they probably all come from exactly the same place.
It's people dealing with the natural world around them on a daily basis, isn't it? And all of those indigenous peoples, wherever they are in the world, no matter what the geographic differences are, and also the botanical and fauna differences are, they will still handle it in very similar ways, because that is their lifestyle, is intrinsically intertwined with the natural world.
We're all asking questions. We're all asking questions of our world, you know. For most of us, there has to be more than just this. You know, and a lot of people go, that's it. No, there was nothing before you were born, and there was nothing, there's going to be nothing after you die. And I remember having this conversation with a family member, and I'm just thinking, that can't be the case. You think about it, we're taught in school, and everything is energy, right? Everything is energy, whether that's money, energy, food, energy, kinetic energy, all of those things we learn in school, everything effectively is energy. We go back down to basics, atoms and molecules, all the rest of it. It's all energy and vibrations. And we're taught that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Yeah, that's a fundamental, the law of thermodynamics. And it's one of those you have to learn off by heart if you do physics at A level, O level, or whatever the qualification is. And you do it because you have to. But it's true. As far as we know, nothing can be created or destroyed, right? Now, if you then think, just take a human, any organism, but take our own human bodies, right? If you take them all apart and lay them out across a playing field, and then you put them all back together again, they won't work.
Right?
They won't work because the spark's missing. Now, what is that spark? Where is that spark, right? People in our culture, our civilization will say, but you can't measure it, so it doesn't exist. We don't think anything exists unless we can measure it, right? How long is it? How far is it? How tall is it? How heavy is it? We get all of that. But when you say to people, but you can't measure that bit that makes you work, that bit that makes you operate. And you can't argue with that. No one can argue with that, because if you argue with that and say it doesn't exist, we'll say, well, let's try it out. Let's take you apart and put you back together again and see if it still works. It don't happen. There's something in there. We are bigger than the sum of our parts. Now, if you're prepared to accept that, you've got to accept there's a shed load of other stuff out there that we don't understand either, that we can't measure. You know, and then you sort of say, well, okay, maybe there is somewhere before we become, and there is something afterwards. And then you think, well, what on earth do we call it? And there's an awful lot of different names out there for it. Some people will call it God. Some people will call it the afterlife. Some people will call it, you can call it anything you want. It's all a name anyway. But for me, if you look and you look at around you, everything else is the same. But you know what? There's only one organism out there that thinks it's more important than anything else. There's only one organism out there that thinks it's so important that everything depends upon it. There's only one organism out there that will say, I don't like this anymore, and go and commit suicide. And every time you look at any of these situations, you have to start asking questions. Now,
so we're looking forward, Simon, to the release of this book. When has it come out?
The Kindle version is coming out on Wednesday, the 25th of August. That's a week Wednesday. Or as I believe when this is broadcast, a week tomorrow. So, well, what we're doing on that Wednesday is we're asking everybody that we possibly can to buy the Kindle. Kindle's going to cost £1.50, £1.50. And 52p of that, which is the royalties, are all going to go to the campaign against living miserably.
The campaign against?
Living miserably. CALM. It's a charity. They right. primarily raise are raising the profile of suicide in young men.
Right, okay.
As I just mentioned, you know, it kind of tied in pretty well with one of the main themes of the book.
Right.
So everything's going to go to them. 100% of the royalties on that day.
Right.
Now, obviously, we're doing this. I'll be quite blatantly about it. We're doing this for two reasons. One, I would like to give as much money as we possibly can to CALM.
Right.
It's entirely charitable. And secondly, I would like to sell as many copies on that day as I possibly can.
Okay.
And if that can give me a number one status at Amazon, then that would be absolutely amazingly awesome.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're looking to do. So we're asking people, because it's a relatively low price, don't just buy one, buy five.
Right.
And tell everybody that you possibly can. We need to get that out there. But if you do that, and then you send me or forward me the email from Amazon saying that you've bought it, then I'll send you a copy of the paperback, including the postage, if you're in the UK, for a tenner. The books are normally 11.50 quid. And you can get the paperback then. The paperback will be released, and I'm just waiting for some confirmation of other people to come back for the official launch date for the paperback.
Right.
But you can get, obviously, a copy of the Kindle, and you can get the paperback before it's released.
Okay.
So we're going to be pumping that one out there everywhere we possibly can. And do you know what? I can't say this because I'm too close to it, but it's obviously been read now by various different people to make sure that it makes sense to people who aren't me.
Yeah.
Because we all know anything that we're an expert at, we fill in all the missing holes, don't we?
Yeah, of course.
So we've had an 18-year-old grade A English literature student, Chip Reed, go through it. We've had a high-profile bipolar dyslexic read through it. We know, both of us know who that is.
Yeah.
I've had a retired school teacher go read it through and check it out. I've had an accountant go through and check it out. And they've all come back and told me that, well, I'm going to need to get a bigger hat, mate, because the ones I've got ain't going to fit this head any much longer.
cool.
Which is really nice. Especially as the dyslexic said, you know, it's the first time he's actually wanted to read a book for years.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. So word has it might actually be quite good. I'm just hoping that the rest of the world will agree with that.
I'm sure they will, Simon. I'm sure they will. We're looking forward to the publication of that book. I'll certainly buy a copy and we'll have a read and I'll let you know what I think. Good luck with that. We wish you the best of luck with the book and with raising money for CALM. Just before we finish the interview, what have you got coming up? The Simple Life Circle, which is a membership-based organisation. What have you got coming up there? What's happening with the membership? What events you got planned, if any? And what are you up to?
In the short term, we broadcast monthly now, and we're actually broadcasting August's broadcast Thursday. And on Thursday, it'll be 7:30 on Zoom. And to be fair, we've opened it up. It's going to be on YouTube as soon as we can get the technology to sort it out.
Right.
But we'll be on Zoom again at 7:30 on Thursday. And pretty much just let us know and give us your email if you want to come along, and we'll get an invite out to you. But on that show this Thursday, we're going to have a feature on Jays in the Colourful Crows.
Right.
We're also going to be looking at, we'll have a feature from our last Five Senses Walk experience, which was at Oxney Bottom. We got exclusive access to Oxney Church.
Wow, okay.
That was really cool, because normally you can't get in, and we don't know that we'll ever manage to get another trip into there. We'll also have a feature from Loch Glass up in Scotland, which we're looking forward to. As I say, my son's also going to interview me about the book.
Right.
So we've got a feature on that. So people are more than welcome to come along with that. We've also got our next actual walk is on the 11th or Saturday, the 11th of September. And that is going to be from Whitehorse Wood, the top of the A249 in Maidstone.
Right.
And you'll be able to find the details for that on the Simple Life Circle website. That's simplelifecircle.co.uk.
Cool.
Where there will be various other bits and pieces and activities as well. And we are also hoping to be at the Urban Fete in Dover on the 18th of September.
Fantastic.
Confirmation on that.
So there's lots happening in the Simple Life Circle world. There's loads of things to get involved in. And as you say, from Zooms to actual physical walks. So, I mean, it sounds like things are going in the right direction, Simon. You know, because you launched it. You actually came on the Bunker Show to tell us about launching a while back. And I can't remember how long ago it was.
It must have been... Well, it must have been the beginning of this year, because it was certainly on Zoom when we had Ross with us.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's been back in full-time work since, I think, March, April. So it must have been before that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It was a bit of an entertaining scrum, that show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay, so, Simon, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as always. We love what you're doing. It's just so different from all the other stuff that we normally look at. And it's so refreshing and I don't know, insightful to think about. Just thinking about it as you talk about it, just thinking about, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you, but I can see just out of the corner, I can see my garden. And while you're talking about it, I'm looking at the trees and thinking, oh, yeah, you know, when you were saying they have different textures, and I can see a lot of different trees, and I just looking at them, I can see, yeah, you know, he's right. That's absolutely true. So I'm off to rub myself up against a tree now.
Don't think about that too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Simon, thank you so much for that. Give us one last shout out for your website.
Website, Simple Life Circle.
Fantastic.
That one. Most importantly, though, the Kindle, or 20 Kindles.
Right. Okay. Give us a shout for the title of the book again.
The title of the book is The View Over the Wall.
The View Over the Wall by Simon Pollard.
Check
that out on Kindle. Have a look at it on Amazon. Download the digital version. Send Simon an email when you've done that, and then send him 10 quid and he'll send you the paperback. But he's going to be supporting Calm with all the royalties from that. So it's not only a good read, you're doing good as well. Simon, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to see you as always. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thank you.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.